Shir should be a special schus for our morning Rosh Shichlin at Lishmas. Mars Esther Bas Rav Shur, we discussed in the Sug of Nemanus Harofim, the believability of doctors, based on an article I saw by Gon Rav Asher Weiss Shlita. It says in the Torah, in Sefer Bereishis, Lamed Vav Chaf, Eilu B'nei Seir Achor, Yoshvei Aretz, Lotan V'shol V'tzivon V'ana. So in that pasuk, the Gemara says, in Shabbos, Pei Hei, Umenel Ndhim L'Rabbanan Milsehu, Milsehi, how do we know that the rabbis have an accepted tradition? How do we know that when the sages have an accepted tradition of that five seeds in a six handbreadth space don't draw sustenance from one another? That's based on the Mishnah. Earlier on in Masechah Shabbos, it says, "Minayin laruga shishi shel shitzes tefachim." From where is it derived that in a garden bed, that is 6 by 6 handbreadths, that you can plant 5 different seeds in it? He may do so without violating the iser of kelayim. How do you do it? 4 types of plants on each of the 4 sides of the garden bed and 1 in the middle. So that's 5 different types of seeds in this garden. And an allusion to it is in the pasuk, Kike aretz totzi simcha kikana zeruah tatzmiach, Zara lo nemar elo zeruah, for as the earth brings forth its growth and as the garden causes its seeds to grow, so too will Hashem cause justice and peace to spring before all the nations. Its seed, in the singular, isn't stated, rather its seeds, written in the plural. Apparently it's possible that several seeds can be planted in a garden, and therefore the Chazal understood that aruga, that 6 by 6 tefachim, you can plant 5 seeds, 4 on each side, and then 1 in the middle. And then the Gemara gets how to darshan this, because it says, Ke'eretz totzi tzimcha, totzi is 1, simcha is 1, it's 2, zera is 2, it's 4, tatzmiach is 1, that's 5. And the rabbis have an exceptional tradition, so that's 5 in a 6 handbreadth space, don't draw sustenance. And how do we know that's true? Because Rav Chiya said, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk, Lo sasik v'ul re'ech asher gov l'rishonim, gvul shegov l'rishonim lo sasik, my gov l'rishonim? Arim shir manach menar v'yaynis, and my dechsi v'el b'nei sar echor yoshve, aretz atu kule alma yoshve, erkiya ninu, el shay b'kiyam v'yeshuva shel aretz, shay omrim, malo kanezel l'zayis, malo kanezel l'gafanim, malo kanezel l'tainim, v'chorishim richem es aretz, v'chivi amr av papa, shi utom es aretz kichivya, r'vach ar b'yankiv amr chorishin nasu b'nei chorin m'nechseyem. Rav Chiya bar Abba said that Rav Yochanan said, what is the meaning of the pasuk when it says you shouldn't cross your neighbor's border, which they of the old times have said in your inheritance that you shall inherit? It means that you shall not cross the border that the early generations set, establishing the parameters necessary for each plant. So you have to listen to what the earlier generations said, where you're supposed to plant. The Gemara says, and what is the meaning of the phrase the early generations set? So Rav Shimon bar Nachmani said, what does it mean, the sons of these are the sons of Seir the Chorite, who inhabited the land, Lotan, Shovel, Zivon, and Ana? What do you mean they inhabit the land? Did everybody else inhabit the heavens? Of course they inhabit the land. Rather, it means they were experts in the settlement of the land. They would say that here you plant olives, here you plant grapes, here you plant figs. And they smelled the earth. That's why it's called Chori. They smelled the earth, Herichu, to determine what's fit to be grown there. And chivi, they would taste the earth like a chivia, and they would determine what to plant there. Okay, so what do you see from this Gemara al kopanim? From this Gemara you see that chachamim were samech on the chachmei umos, that they were bikim and yanika, in order to be koveya, in order to establish dinim of kilei gefen and kilei zrom, what you're allowed to plant near the other, what you're allowed to plant together, and what you're not allowed to plant together. The rabbis relied on the chachmei umos Olam. So that's very interesting Gemara. In the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, Gemara says Tan Rabbanu Giulei Beitzin Mutaros, which means that if you have a kosher egg cooked together with an unkosher egg, boiled with an unkosher egg, the kosher eggs are permitted. Beitzim muzaras, nefesh yafa tochlem, if you have unfertilized eggs, if you have a strong constitution, you can eat them, even if the hen sat on them for a long period of time. It's fine, you can eat them. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about blood, because the blood is an usser. And then we're talking about a regular egg that has a chick. If a drop of blood is found on it, if a drop of blood is found on it, you discard the blood, which is in the first stage of an embryo's development, and you eat the rest. So now we get to the key here. It says like this, and this applies when the blood is found on its knot, i.e. the place in the albumen where the embryo begins to develop, since this proves that it didn't go anywhere else. So if the blood is on the kesher, if you look in the art scroll, Hebrew art scroll, they have a beautiful diagram of the egg. So if it's on the kesher, if it's on the top of the egg, so then everything is cool, you can just throw it away. Tani Rebbe does stoya vud Rebbe Puki lo shen rela shen imtzal chelbon shela. But this is only if it's found on its albumen, i.e. the knot. Aval nimtza, on the white of the egg. Aval nimtza al chelmon shela, but if it's found on the yolk of the egg, then the whole beitz is usser. Why says the Gemara d'shadi tichla bekula? Because it spread, that we're afraid the blood spread. So if it's found on the yolk, then the entire egg is usser. Rav Gavia from Beketil said to Rav Ashi, Atana taught the opposite before Abaye. Ipcha Tani Tana Kame da Abaye, Vabayu de Tirtzani Elahachi. Tana taught the opposite for Abaye, that one may eat the rest of the egg only when the blood is found on its yolk. And then Abaye said, no, it's not true. You can eat the rest of the blood when it's on the white of the egg, not on the yolk of the egg. When it's on the chelbon of the egg, you can eat the rest of the egg. But when it's on the chelmon of the egg, when it's on the yolk, you may not. So ad kan midivrei kacho shel hagemara. There's a machlokas rishonim, how to learn this gemara. Most Rishonim explain that's the Maskanas Halacha, and the Isser Beitzim, Dam Beitzim in a Torah, is only when it's on the Chelmon, when it's on the yolk, and not on the Chelbon, like it says in the Beis Yosef. He holds that the Isser Dam Beitzim is when it's on the Chelmon. And that's what it means in the Gemara, when it says that the Be'avol Nimtza al Chelmon Shela Afilu Beitza Asura. That if it's on the yolk, the whole egg is Asur. But the Ra'ah and the Bedek HaBayis, Bayis Gimel Shar, hey, he writes, no, it can't be. Because the Iker Yitziras Hefroach Veriku Mevarav is from the Chelbon, that the chick develops from the white of the egg, and therefore if it's found on the white in the egg, then the whole egg is going to be Aser. And that is how the Ra'ah Paskins, he has a different parish in the Gemara. He says, "Dahachi karmalei, lishna didach yer lashan." That if they find dam on the chelmon, then the whole beitz is aser. That's kalishna d'abai. That's like the lashon of Abai. Aval masnisa ipchatani. But we learn the opposite in the Braisa. For lishna d'tani, d'tana d'tani la ipcha ikar. And the opposite is the ikar. That if you have blood on the chelbon, on the white of the egg, then the whole egg is usser, not like the other Rishonim explained the Gemara, that if we have blood on the yolk, then the whole egg is usser. He holds that if you have blood in the chelbon, then the whole blood is aser, and the white. B'kevan d'kena lechel mazorek is hadam, b'ochel es hashar. Since that's the case, if it's on the yolk, you could throw away the blood and eat the rest. And on the chelbon, the whole blood egg is aser. B'chena emes, and that's just what's the emes is. So that's the ra'ah. However, there are rights, the mishum kvodam shel rishonim, because of the honor, the respect that I have for other rishonim, I'll be machmer like their shita, and I'll hold both ways. That I'll aser the whole egg, whether the dam is on the chelbon or on the chelmon. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, like most of the rishonim, will hold that on the chelbon, if it's found on the white of the egg, you can throw away the blood and eat the rest. On the chelmon, the whole thing is aser. The Rama argues, and he says that the beitz is aser both ways, the whole beitz is aser both ways. In other words, he paskins like the ra'ah and the chasim sofer and the tshuvis. Writes in Yoredeya Sof Simon Ayin Ches to explain the ra'ah based on the Gemara and Shabbos, that the rabbis relied on the goyim, their knowledge of botany. And that he found in a sefer that the rabbis found that from the Chachmei Ha'umos, that the Ra'az Shita is correct, and when it comes to medical matters, you can rely on the Chachmei Ha'umos. So that is one source that you can rely on the Chachmei Ha'umos here when it comes to a matter of kashrus, and that's why the Chasim Sofer says that the Ra'ah is correct, because they found it out that way from the Chachmei Ha'umos, and he saw in a sefer called Shaar HaShamayim that if blood is found on the chelbon, then there is a chashash that the blood spread to the rest of the egg, and therefore the whole egg is going to be aser, because that's where the chick begins to develop, and not like the other opinion of the Gemara that it starts from the chelmon. Okay, so that's one source, and now we go to another source. A quite famous Gemara, or famous to some. If you know the Gemara, it's famous. So, the Gemara says in Maseches Nida on page 22b. Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, Shnei Masim Hela Abba Mitivin Liyavne, Maisa Beisha Shaisim Apelas Kamen Klipos Adumos. Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Tzadok, said, my father raised two incidents from Tivin to the sages of Yavne for discussion. There was an incident involving a woman who would repeatedly discharge items similar to red shells. And the local residents came and asked my father whether this rendered the woman impure. She was mapelas kamen klipos adumos. And they asked my father, does this render the woman impure? V'abba shal l'chacham, my father asked the chacham, m'cham shal l'arofim. And the chacham asked the doctors, what causes this to happen? And the doctor said to them, this woman has a wound in her womb from which she discharges red items similar to shells. Makah yesh la besoch me'eha shemimena mapeles kmin klipos. So therefore, the sages ruled that tatil lemayim im nimochu tmeya, the woman should cast them into water to ascertain their nature. If they dissolved, it is blood, and the woman is impure. Vishuv Maase Beish Shaisim Apelis Kamin Saros Adumos Uba Vishala Es Abba Vabashala Cham Chamlerov Mamlem Shuma Yeshla Besoch Me'eha Shemena Apelis Kamin Saros Adumos Tati Lamayim Rochu Tumei. And then there was a similar incident involving a woman who would discharge items similar to red hairs, and she came and asked my father whether she was impure, and my father asked the other sages, and the sages asked the doctors, and the doctor said to them, the woman has a mole in her womb from which she discharges items similar to red hairs. The sages therefore ruled the woman should cast them into water, and if they are dissolved, she's impure. So you see from this Gemara an amazing thing, that the rabbis had a question, and what do? They went to the doctors. Amar Reish Lakish ubiposhrin. And Reish Lakish said, this examination is conducted only with lukewarm water. So we see that gam b'hilchas nida, to be koveh, if a woman's tamer or tahor, the rabbis were samech on the doctors. And this sugya is very, very broad. There are many, many, many sources. It's always a good place to start if you look in the Talmudic encyclopedia of the very great and amazing rabbi and doctor, Avram Steinberg Shlita, who is a, maybe he still is, but for many decades he was a full-time doctor. Remember, he treated my son. He's a pediatric neurologist, I believe. My son had had viral meningitis when he was 6 weeks old. Now my son is soon turning 24, so this is going back a pool vachin. Anyway, so he has this amazing, amazing encyclopedia, which he wrote by himself, working full-time in the hospital, with all of the medical, historical, philosophical, and halachic background to many, many medical issues, and so many makaros, and so clearly written. It's just an unbelievable work. I can't imagine what a genius he is. In any event, so he'll have many, many Mara Makomos, and then you can look here, you get Kikarim and Arim, you can look all over the place. The Menchas Asher talks about this in Chelek Beisim and Memtes, many, many other sources. So in this sugya, there are two Perushim, and there are two fundamental approaches. So some people proved that the rabbis didn't completely rely on the doctors, because after the doctor said that she has a maka in her womb, the rabbi said, let's do a bedika. Let's check and see if the doctors are right. And who says they trusted them? But there are those who say no, that this bedika was what the doctors suggested they do. And it could be that this is taka machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, as the Minchas Asher points out. In the Tshuvas Maharsh Dam, he brings from the Tshut Besamim Rosh, that writes like this. Okay, not so great to quote from the Besamim Rosh, as is well known. And then, of course, we have Dinei Pikuach Nefesh, where it's Mefurish, the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchos Shabbos, and Hilchos Yom Kippur, that we rely on Dinei Rofim, and Divrei HaRofim, and nobody ever doubted that. Nobody ever said, no, don't listen to doctors if they tell you to eat on Yom Kippur. If the doctor says it's Pikuach Nefesh, then it's Pikuach Nefesh. So that's the Halacha Harovachas, and that's today at Bechlau when someone has a shaila about Shabbos or Yom Kippur, so then the Rav will ask, so what does the doctor say if the person says? The doctor says, if I fast Yom Kippur, I'm going to die. The Rav is going to say, okay, don't listen to the doctor, fast Yom Kippur, see what happens. So it's well known that we rely on doctors. We also have a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that if somebody hits his friend, Bein Be'evin, Bein Be'egro, Fa'amdu Lemisa, and they assessed him that he's going to die, and then he got a little bit better, and then he died. So the person's chayev, and who's doing this omed? So the chora doctors are. So we find in the Rambam, Perek Gimel, Halach Aleph and Gimel, you can look there in Hilchos Rotzeach. That we do omed to see if that was enough to kill. Person was going to die from it. Hamakas chaver bezadon beametzeis femisom davar deshikobo mak v'shikol av moros v'chepetz lahamis beivrezav ena roy. So they make an assessment, was it right to kill him like that or not? So, you ask the experts. Interesting, Rashi says, Beis Din. But the Beis Din's probably working in tandem with the doctors. Rambam writes, Medina Nefash, is Harigas at Shreif, Al Pishoch, Vishosim Alech, Bishok, Reza Patr, Medina Adam, Pcholam Echazkas Shalem. So here also, if someone kills a treifa, he's pater b'dine adam, because the guy's going to die anyway. If a person, everyone else is b'cheska shalem, and anybody who kills him is nerag, unless we know vade, he's a treifa. And the doctors say that this illness has no healing, and he's going to die from it. So again, you follow the doctors, Dine Nefashos and Dine Gerish, and you have it also, that Ze Gitech Mayomi Mesim Echoli Ze, this is your get from today if I die from this illness, and then he walked around in the market and he got sick and he died, so we assess him. If he died because of his first illness, it's a get. If not, it's not a get. And this is also an Omed Al Das Harofim. Even though the Ramah writes in Eben Ezer and Kuf Mem Hei that Bizman Ezer were not Bikim, and therefore you shouldn't be sumach on the doctors. Ayin Shem in the Gra. And you find that they follow chemists in very various areas of halacha. Maram Shik in Yerodea Simen Kufmem. Legabe Kli Mateches, metal that has a tzipui, do they bedin Kli Mateches or Kli Cheres? So he writes, we can be kovea, there's the status of this kli, based on the professori mea faculta, from the professors, from the faculty, we can rely on them. In the Tshuva Shaul Meshiv, and the Maharsham, they discuss these oils that come from America and from faraway lands. If they have a tarovus of Shuman, Chazir, Venevelis, can you say, rely on the chemists? And they say, yeah, rely on the chemists. About 180 years ago, there was a whole issue about sicuria, which is a coffee substitute. And they said that it's got shuman chazir in it, and the different rabbanim paskin differently. And the Prima Gadim was makel in this, Rav Shlomo Kluger was makel in this, Mari Asad was makel, the Divrei Chaim was machmir, the Maram Shik was machmir. Well, I'm not giving you all the Maram Makomos. Whoever wants can find today with computers, you can find anything, or you can ask me. And in the Yeshurun volume 19, on page 833, Yeshurun has great articles, there's a letter by Rav Chaim Berlin. He said he gave this tzikuria to a chemist, and they told him it's beseder gomer, there's no shuman chazir, so everything is cool. And Chuvas Rabbi Kiveger and Chelek Gimel, so you see, he relied on the chemist. Rabbi Kiveger, Chelek Gimel Simit Sadi, about a chashash treif of benek of bishal fuchis, he quotes a doctor. Okay, in the end, wasn't sameich on the doctor lahalacha, but lahavanas inyan, and then he brought a simuchin for the doctor in from the poskim. DNA. What about being koveh based on DNA? Being koveh halachas. Who's the father? as far as deciding mamzer, is he obligated to support the child? So it's, you know, today they say it's 1 in 50,000, 1 in such a small number. That's wrong. It's almost always right. So the Menchas Asher paskins that you can follow DNA testing. Not all posts can hold this, but that's his opinion. And the Menchas Asher says that it makes a whole lot of sense Bizman hazeh, le'inyan corona, to follow the doctors. And therefore, if the doctors say that to take the vaccine, then you take the vaccine, because we follow doctors in general. Unless, of course, the doctors are contradicting halacha l'moshe m'Sinai or something like that, then you don't follow the doctors. But in general, we follow the doctors that we see in the like a beharigas kina b'shabbos. So, medically, it's also machlokas b'zman hazeh if you're allowed to kill a kina on Shabbos. It's also an issue. Chazal say that Teresa's chatul makes a treifa, so we don't have to listen to doctors there, because Chazal are clear about that. So you can look, the Chasim Sofer talks about this in Yoredei and Simon Lamed Gimel, that when you have a Kabbalah from Chazal, then you follow Chazal. Anyway, this is a very, very broad issue, and these are just Rashi Prakim, and we definitely have to return and study this issue. And obviously, nobody ever said doctors are perfect, but certainly if there's a consensus among all the doctors, you know, smoking is bad for you, so that would be pretty pashut to follow them. And if there's a machlokas among doctors, then generally the poskim will say, so pikuach nefesh, you have a suffix, like one doctor says to eat on Yom Kippur, you know, that's enough to make a suffix a pikuach nefesh, so then you follow that. In any event, we should be zocha that we shouldn't need doctors. Doctors should all be out of jobs, and they should be able to have parnasa b'shefa in other ways, because there shouldn't be sick people. And maybe they can make a parnasa writing books about cases they once had or something like that. What would be if somebody would get sick with this illness? How would I treat them? They can talk about that. But there should be no more cholim in the world, and we should be zocha to geulas olamim. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.